Oh yeah, you see how that beat slow down? We hit you with the syrup. Get prepared. Welcome to the William Boston Show. Back with another one. Just a little vibe. Some vibrations. Get the show started. I do got a theme song on the way to yeah, that's what we can call it, a theme song. Intro. Shout out to my homie Corinne. She putting it together. We got a misunderstanding. She probably think I'm upset with her or something, but we just had a misunderstanding. And we done got some straightening. And we gonna get this thing done and then add it to the show. And it'll be the theme song when it come on every time. It's dope too. Pretty dope. But back at it. Another show. Right. And appreciate everybody who is listening. Yo, we getting listeners in all over the place. They in Ghana. I ain't never been to Ghana, but thank you, Ghana. Ghana for listening. Thank you, Ghana. Checking the listeners and seeing where they're at. That's dope. The people who have been hitting me on social media, giving me their responses and telling me what they learned from it or what they got from it. That's dope. I appreciate it. My whole objective of this show is to be transparent on my end about what I have going on in my life or what I have been through in my life and how I use it, how I overcame it, how I didn't let anything hold me back. And that's all I want to do is make sure that I get the message out to people to let them know that you can get over anything. Just got to put your mind to it. And one thing for certain, two things for sure. We know life going life. That's just how it be. Everything could be going good in your life. Everything on track. And then all of a sudden, here come life in. And you be like, hold on, life. I asked for all this right now. Then life be like, oh, so, and your turn. Yeah, you about to get some of this life right now. And then boom. So you got to roll with the punches. And I know for me, I like to hold myself accountable. Because that's the way that's the only way we get better in life is by holding ourselves accountable. And a lot of people don't hold themselves accountable. They lie to themselves and they make excuses. Ooh, I hate excuse people, boy. Don't come with them excuses. Got excuse for everything. Got excuse for why you can't go to the gym. You got an excuse for why you can't save no money. You got an excuse for why, for it's always an excuse. Never looking at, okay, how can I make this happen? What can I do outside of making it? The excuse is the easiest thing to do. That's why people run to it so quick. I would go, but I can't because I got, man, making excuses. So for me, I don't want to make no excuses on my life. I got to deal with whatever it is that is put in front of me. I got to stand 10 toes down, handle my business, and I got to hold myself accountable in the ups and the downs. So if I'm not performing well, if business isn't performing well or something like that, I need to hold myself accountable and can't make excuses. If I'm not active in the gym like that, or I don't need to make no excuses. I need to hold myself accountable. And that's what I've been doing. And that's what I'm going to continue to do. Even had an accountability check recently, two times to be exact, two times in 1 week. Yep. Two times in 1 week. Held myself, looked in the mirror and said, you need to tighten up in these areas. One of the areas was my credit. Now I don't have bad credit, but I never really used my personal credit like I was supposed to even have a score that's in the high sevens or 800s. I've been floating in them sixes, 650, 670, and 642 or something like that for the longest. because I never really used the credit for my credit for things or utilized the cars how I'm supposed to utilize them. I know how to use the business credit, but I never really had my score just enough. So if I needed a personal guarantee, some stuff, but then something happened during the week that made me say, hey, you need to get in front of this and get this stuff in order. And whatever little derogatory remarks on your credit report, go look at it, pull a credit report, and you can do your own credit repair. And that's what I end up doing. But it came because one of my businesses, my real estate business, there was a deal that I could have been a part of. And in order for me to get the funding for it, I had everything else. I had no problem with everything else. But in order to get the funding, they said my credit score had to be a 680. And when I pulled it, I was like, I'm not there yet. So And he was like, it has to be around, it has to be a 680. That's just one of the requirements. Da, da, da. And couldn't do anything about it. That was their requirements. So that's where I said, I don't ever want to have that feeling of being, this could have been a deal that could have propelled to lean me to other deals that would have propelled to some millions. And it was one of those. But everything happens for a reason. So that reason was for me to go and get my doggone credit in order. So I pulled a three credit bureau report. Put that thing, them papers in front of me. I looked over at TransUnion. I looked at Equifax. I looked at Experian. I saw the derogatory marks here. I saw this. I saw that. Oh, this doesn't match. Oh, I don't know what account this is. And I put together them dispute letters and they done got mailed off already. But I had to get in front of it so I can get this rectified and then also start building even more credit on there. So I'm glad I got denied because it allowed me to hold myself accountable. Then it's something else I held myself accountable. It's the second one in the week. Now, I'm an avid gym goer. I go to the gym. That starts my morning off. Well, I used to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, get to the gym roughly around 8:30, because it'd take me a minute to get my stuff together and pack my gym bag and all this other stuff. If I don't pack it at night, eat in the morning, and then get in the car, fight against traffic, and get to the gym. And then I'm getting there about 8:30. Maybe leaving the gym or finishing up my workout around 10 and then taking a shower and then leaving the gym and getting something to eat. And then next thing you know, when I'm trying to get to my laptop or get to the shop so I can get some business done, it's about 11:30, 12 o'clock. P.M., 12 p.m., afternoon. For me, that's too late of a start in the day. And I felt like people are getting on the money train. They on the money train a little bit before me because I was in the gym this whole time. Then after that, I took a shower. Then I went and got something to eat. Then I got to the business. So I said I want to switch that up and I want to be able to get up earlier so I can get to the business even earlier and end my days earlier. Because when you're starting at 12, sometimes I'm not done with the day until 8, 9 o'clock. So I switched it up, getting up at 4:30 in the morning. 4:30 in the morning, got my behind up, got myself dressed, ate my food. I'm out the door. 5:15-ish. Pull up to the gym about 5:30-ish. Ready to rock and roll. Got a good workout in. Got up out of that gym. Was able to go get something to eat, shower, then get to the business by 8:30. I think I was done with my day around 3:30. I got so much work done and it felt good. It felt good that I held myself accountable on where I could make some changes to get to the business earlier in the morning. because I like to go to the gym in the morning. So in holding myself accountable, I was able to make some changes. And those changes are going to help me perform better and help my businesses perform better. And I say all that to say this, is that if you don't change, nothing won't change. I be talking to so many people on a day-to-day basis. Oh, Lord, they just, all this manifestation and what's going to happen. And you can't, just imagine if your kids come to you with their report card and it's C's, D's, and F's. You say, hey, this ain't what it's supposed to be. Or say, well, I'm going to get an A. Well, how you going to do that? I'm going to manifest it. If I manifest it, I get an A. And it don't work like that. What you got to do is learn some things and apply those things. And then that's how you bring things to life. Now, you can put it out in the atmosphere and say, hey, I want this, I want that, and I'm going to manifest it. That's cool. But until you learn some things about what you're trying to do and apply those things, you won't see no change. And then you got to look yourself in the mirror and hold yourself accountable and say, can I really be possibly doing better than what I'm doing now? Could I do more than what I'm doing now? Am I doing enough? Some people just lazy. They want so much out of life, but are lazy. Don't hold themselves accountable. Blame everybody else but themselves. And the one person in control of everything is yourself. You. You got to ask yourself for real, like, where are you trying to be at in life? Where do you see yourself in the next year, 5 years? What is life going to look like for you at age 50, 60, 70? People don't think about this stuff. They're just thinking about the right now. And then even in the right now, they can't grow how they want to grow because there's no accountability. I know areas that I may lack in, so I just got to look myself in the mirror and say, Will, tighten up. And that's what I tell myself. Just like that. Look in the mirror. Hey, you need to tighten up. And once I say that to myself, I can't let self down. So I need to go ahead and tighten up in whatever area I said I need to be tightened up in. That's the mindset you got to have if you want to achieve the success that you want. And that's holding yourself accountable, being honest, being real with yourself. Don't lie to yourself. That's bad. You lie to yourself. You don't love you. I love me more than anything. I love me. I love me. I love me enough not to lie to myself because it's only going to hold me back. So in tonight's broadcast, I hope that you get something from this, and I hope that it's going to help you look in the mirror and hold yourself accountable, because that's what the whole message is about today. And I shared my pieces to let you know where I held myself accountable at, where I wanted to see change at, and what I did so I can see change. Because I'm okay with being transparent. You can't tell me nothing about me because I know me. You can't tell me nothing about me. I be with me all day. You don't. But in closing, if you are a person that is trying to grow and you've been stagnant, it's not moving how you want things to move, look in the mirror and ask yourself, are you doing enough? Could you be doing more? And are you holding yourself accountable for where you are in life? And be real with yourself. And once you answer that, Go out here and make the changes. Nothing changes if you don't change. That's just how it go. So you're not going to get no handouts. Nobody come to save you. Okay? Make it happen. You got it in you. It's in you. Just got to make it happen. So listen, I appreciate everybody who's tuned in, checked me out, listened to me talk, give advice, share my stories, all that good stuff. That's what this show is all about. You ain't going to, there's no podcast that you're going to get with people where you're going to have a person just being transparent about their life and their situations and showing you how they use it to overcome, how they have adversity, how they use it to move forward and use it to help you know that you can move forward too. I ain't on here interviewing nobody. I ain't trying to talk to nobody. No, none of that. I'm going to share these stories and I'm going to share my life story and I'm going to share what I'm going through in the attempts to help someone else. Whoever is listening. All I need is two pair of ears. That's it. I'm good. A pair of ears, I mean. Yeah, a pair of ears. One on each side. So a pair of ears. That's it. So on that note, man, make sure y'all like the podcast, subscribe to it, share it. Check for it every day. I'm dropping content. Like I said, new theme music on the way. Shout out to my homie Corinne. And yeah, we're going to keep the party going just like that. I'm going to see you on the next episode. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, William_Boston. You can follow me on Facebook, William Boston. All social media platforms, William_Boston. All right, y'all be good.